Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network. And coming up in just a moment, David K. Johnston will be with us. David is a frequent guest on this program. He's currently, and we hope that it would be out by today, doing a major piece on the Russian-Trump campaign ties. We can expect to read about that tomorrow or the next day. David is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter, and he has been covering Donald Trump for over 30 years. His book about Trump's life is The Making of Donald Trump, and he will be here to talk about the issue of Donald Trump's character. He says that the Flynn episode is just the beginning. With each new episode, more Americans will come to understand the true nature of the winner of the Electoral College vote. David K. Johnston with us in just a little while, but if you don't know by now, we're also in our winter membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Scotty Myers, and you should know that your gift makes a huge difference. It makes WPR possible. So step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hello, Scotty.
Good afternoon, Kathleen.
Good afternoon.
You're such a trooper. Listeners might not know, but you actually have a little bit of a cold right now. You got a nice warm cup of tea next to you. So thank you for sticking it out with us.
Absolutely.
I think it'll be worth it with David K. Johnston coming up here in just a few moments.
Yes.
But last hour, we heard from 14 listeners. Thank you to everyone who pledged. Our goal this hour is to get 20 pledges by the top of the hour. Help us meet this goal by making your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this is a big year for WPR. We're 100 years old this year.
Well, not us, but our station.
It's amazing. Yeah, 100 years old.
That's a long time.
It is. So give the next 100 years a strong start. It's your support that helps ensure a really bright future for the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you rely on every single day.
And if you're thinking that your tax dollars, your federal and state, already support WPR, you're right. They do, and we certainly thank you for that.
But you should know that listener support is actually the single biggest piece of our operating budget. So it's you. You make the difference. You make the quality and the variety of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And because we matter to you, please make a personal contribution to pay for the programs, like the one you're about to hear with David K. Johnston, you listen to. And you listen to them frequently. So make your gift, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And make things easier for yourself. So when you become a sustainer, choose a monthly amount that's right for you, say $10 or $15 a month, and have it charged from your bank account or credit card.
And when you're a sustainer, your monthly gift will continue year after year, so your support is always current. Become a sustainer now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. It really is the most efficient and powerful way that you can give.
WPR is celebrating its centennial, and this drive, we have something special for you. It's the latest WPR t-shirt. The front of the shirt features a connect the dots version of Wisconsin, where all the dots are cities where WPR has a station. They're dark blue with light blue printing. Cotton, made in the United States and printed right here in Wisconsin. They're available in unisex sizes, small through 2XL. It's yours when you give $10 a month. Celebrate with us. Ask for your t-shirt now and show your support for WPR when you make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this winter membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Scotty Myers. Soon, David K. Johnston will be joining us. And we're asking for your support of WPR. Your gift, $10, $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose to give, we thank you for your gift.
Maybe you've never pledged to WPR before. Today, why don't you find out how that feels?
And it feels good. Da 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 da. It feels really good.
With the sore throat and everything, you're going to James Brown, really?
Trying to rise
Bless
to the
your
occasion.
Heart.
It feels great to support something that you love, something you use, you rely on every day. It's an important time for this station and for journalism. Make your first ever pledge of $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 5752.
And having talked with a lot of listeners throughout the years, I know that we all listen for different reasons. We listen because we appreciate a civil discourse. You value respect, even though we do a lot of politics and our different viewpoints, we disagree on those.
Yes, you do like news. You like talk. You like entertainment that appeal to your better nature. And you get that all the time on WPR. So we ask you to support what you value. Donate now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Help pay for the programs that you depend on, programs like the Kathleen Dunn Show and so many more that are broadcast on the Ideas Network. We're looking for 18 more pledges in the next 50 or so minutes. So make your donation now. Support the programs you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might feel like WPR is worth $1 million, but you don't have that much to give.
Oh.
Well, don't you worry, because your gift of any amount, whether it's $5 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount is comfortable for you, it's the right amount to give. The important thing is they make your pledge right now so we can get rolling with David K. Johnson, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make the decision to support WPR financially. It's as simple as that. You really can help. Join, renew, or make an extra gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Scotty, we have 18 more pledges to go, and I'm bad at this. You know, how much time? 45 minutes, a little over 45 minutes.
Yeah, you can round up.
Yeah, so now's the time to call. 2017 marks, we can't say this too often, 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. That is quite something, and listeners, you have made us possible for 100 years. So your gift today will ensure another 100 years for the programs that you rely on every day. Make your centennial gift right now at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And as you may have heard, this pledge drive, we are offering a WPR t-shirt. I saw it's a handsome looking thing. Show your pride for the radio you love when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Don't forget, when you give, you're also entered in the drawing for a WPR fan package.
So now's a great time to becoming a sustaining member. It's easy to set up, very convenient, and ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Get started. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
This is my favorite part of doing the pledge drive. I love reading these comments, including one from Patrick and Lori from New Glarus, who say, "Long-time listener, first-time donor."
All right.
That's what we like to hear.
We do.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much for pledging and offering your support. So we really appreciate it.
We do.
Yeah.
That's all you can say. We really appreciate it. We need you.
Absolutely.
We need you. Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Again, it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. David K. Johnson is with us now, Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter, best-selling author. He teaches at Syracuse University's Law and Graduate Business School. He is the author of a very important book on Donald Trump. There hasn't been a lot of extensive reporting, and long-term reporting on Donald Trump the way that David has done his reporting. The book is The Making of Donald Trump. And actually, David has been covering Donald Trump for some 30 years, knows him, has questioned him, and the book is full of insights. He's currently a columnist at the Daily Beast, and he recently launched an interesting site. It's dcreport.org. It's a news website that offers thorough and not-for-profit reporting on Donald Trump. He started his career at the age of 18 at the San Jose Mercury newspaper and then went on to file stories at the New York Times, Detroit Free Press, Philadelphia Inquirer, Los Angeles Times. We'll be welcoming phone calls for him because he says the kinds of things that will prompt questions and comments on your part. Our phone number for David is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Email is talk@WPR.org. And we love to read your comments on our Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show. David, hello. Thanks for being with us once again.
Well, good afternoon, Kathleen.
Good afternoon, David. Now, I know the report is not yet, but if you want to highlight and tease, you have a major report coming out that looks at the Trump-Putin ties that's coming out tomorrow.
I thought we would have this published Monday, but being a mostly all-volunteer nonprofit, I'm a volunteer, and getting our legal services pro bono, we've been held up a little bit by legal review, but we will have a very important and very long, probably take 30 minutes to read it, story opens up a whole new vein about Trump and the Russians, and there is an enormous amount more to come out here. I mean, things that we sort of know about that are being looked at. You've seen big stories yesterday in the New York Times and the Washington Post, which I had hoped we would be ahead of, but ours is different than what they've been reporting. But Trump, you know, continues to have around him people with very deep connections to what's been going on in the Moscow and the puppet regime that was removed in Ukraine. And one of the things that we know is that Paul Manafort, who was the manager for a while of the Trump presidential campaign, was on the payroll of the corrupt puppet regime in Ukraine. And we know that because journalists who were trained by investigative reporters and editors, which I used to be the president of, when the revolt came, realized that they had thrown all the ledgers and documents into this artificial lake at the multi-$100 million palace the corrupt leader built for himself, and they immediately had divers grab all these documents, scour the lake for them, put them in freezers so that they wouldn't be destroyed by bacteria, and that's where they found the ledgers and other payoff sheets that were not there were other sheets as well somewhere in safes. But it's how they documented these corrupt payoffs to the extent that we know about them. There appear to be far more than we know about.
Mm-hmm. Far more than Manafort, you're saying?
Yes, and others. Trump continues to have communication, not meeting one-on-one, but through other people, as the New York Times and the Washington Post reported, with people who are essentially thugs and criminals connected with the Russians.
Where are the investigations right now? You wrote a piece for the Daily Beast talking about how the Republicans seem reluctant to want to look at this link between Russia and the Trump campaign or Russia and Putin, Trump's flattering remarks about Vladimir Putin, and that it may come back to hurt the Republicans for not really being forthcoming and calling for serious investigations. Are there serious House Senate investigations in addition to the FBI investigation, David?
Well, the only thing we know for sure at this point is that when the members of the intelligence committees came out of their several-hour-long briefing with Jim Comey, the FBI director, if you look at the footage, it's on YouTube, they were the most tight-lipped, clearly deeply shaken group of politicians I've seen walk past the cameras in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they were told was deeply disturbing. Now, the Republicans and the Democrats, my guess is, would tend to do the same thing if they were in the same situation. The Republicans have an agenda they want to put forward. They have somebody in the White House who will go along with most of their agenda. So the last thing they want to do is get diverted from their agenda by having to deal with whether the President of the United States is an agent of the government in Moscow. And they're not going to move on that until and unless they have clear evidence, or he has done something so off the wall that it shocks even most of his supporters. And then, as I point out in my Daily Beast column, they're not going to make the mistake they made with Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to impeach him unless they're confident they have the votes to convict him.
Well, finally, after all this time, they have full control, right? So whatever their agenda might be, they want to get it through, and they have a chance to do so.
That's right. And that's what at DCReport.org, what we do is we report on what they do that isn't being covered in the news from their official actions. And there's a number of steps that have been taken so far that we've reported on, most of which have not made the mainstream news. What we do is, with volunteers, we scour the official government record every day looking for, well, what did they do?
Mm-hmm.
Not what do they say, what do they announce with press releases, what did they do?
You have made some pretty strong comments, and of course I can see why from your investigation of Donald Trump. But in the Daily Beast article, you say the response from the House Republicans reveals its leaders still in denial about the fundamental character of their party's leader, a con artist for whom lying and denying is a lifelong and thoroughly documented practice.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a factual description of who he is, and it's important to understand that Donald's image he sold to the public is the image he sold to the public. It's not what the record shows from his own writings, from court cases, from official proceedings against him, from official proceedings where his business dealings were brought up in things like, for example, what the U.S. government prosecutor said was the most vicious criminal organization in American history, who Donald Trump ran to and did business with at a time when every other developer in New York was going to the FBI and saying, please rid us of these monsters. Donald Trump ran and embraced them.
Mm-hmm. Who is the, I think you were the one who pointed it out, because I was wondering who this guy was at the Mar-a-Lago New Year's Eve party. Who was the mobster? Joey Nosox? What was his name?
Joey Nosox Sink. He's there every year. Donald claims he hardly knows him. Donald was chairman of the board of the American Academy of Hospitality Sciences, which gives what it says is, quote, the most prestigious award in the world, end quote. Not in the hospitality business, in the world, period. And it has given many of its awards to Donald Trump properties. At least 19 of them have awards. So Donald Trump is in the business of giving awards to himself. 6 diamond awards and 5 diamond awards among them. And Joey is a convicted criminal. He's a mob associate who lives on Central Park South in New York, who used to sell stolen clothing and art out of his apartment. And after an effort to rub him out, he decided to shift his lifestyle from hanging out with wise guys to hanging out with, as he put it, people named Biff and Muffy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, wouldn't you think the president might think twice about having him stand next to me? He's the president. Next to him at Mar-a-Lago, he's the president.
Yes, you would think that Donald Trump might think a little more carefully about this. But you have to understand that Donald Trump is someone to whom everyone else is an object, even members of his family. There is no empathy in Donald Trump. This is a man who cut off health care and put in jeopardy the life of his own grandnephew in a dispute over money. Now, I don't know who would cut off health care for a sickly child under any circumstances, but in a dispute over an inheritance, to do that to the child, and then to basically say, what else could I do? And, you know, we've seen Trump now in his press conferences and his other places just make things up. You know, there's no incident in Sweden when he makes claims about the size of his election victory that aren't true. And when he's called on, he says, well, somebody told me that, or I read it on the internet. We have a president of the United States who doesn't have the critical thinking skills to know that when something appears at Stormfront, the neo-Nazi online newspaper that he reads, and Breitbart, the racist right-wing publication that he reads, that they're often either made up or so distort the truth as to be fake news.
He reads Stormfront?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me put it this way. He has in the past put in his Twitter feed things which trace back to Stormfront.
How does this end?
Well, not well is going to be my fundamental guess. Several things can happen. First of all, at some point, if Trump does something so outrageous that the whole country is revulsed, and I think that will likely happen, Congress could impeach him. The 25th Amendment provides a second means in which the vice president and the cabinet can effectively remove the president and make the vice president the acting president. And members of Congress would be, without question, much more comfortable with Mike Pence. He's one of them, and he's rational. Whether you like or dislike his policies, he is a rational human being. Donald Trump is not a rational person. He is someone who is very deeply disturbed, and people who aren't noticing that are not taking a critical eye and sitting back and saying, let me look at what this man says and does. It's fascinating to see, as I've been reading, because I'm doing another book on Donald Trump. This one's for Simon and Schuster. Yeah, it's for Simon and Schuster. And so I have a researcher gathering stuff for me, and I'm seeing all these foreign news accounts every day. And it's fascinating how differently he is described in the press in London and Munich and other places than he is in the U.S. And you know, they describe him as, you know, deranged, as a fabulist, as somebody who just makes stuff up, and are much, much more critical and skeptical of him than the mainstream press in the United States. Mm.
David K. Johnson is our guest. I want to ask him why it is. There are a number of people in this country who are big supporters of Donald Trump. It really doesn't seem to matter what he says. So David would say they're not taking a critical eye. Why is it there are so many people who are not taking a critical eye? He's giving us a hint of the story that will be published tomorrow or the next day after it's gone through all its legal review. David is a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. He's very good at what he does. He obviously does not think much of Donald Trump, and he has studied him for some 30 years. He is the author of The Making of Donald Trump. David has written for the New York Times, former president of Investigative Reporters and Editors, also the author of a number of other New York Times bestsellers. I would think that what he said may prompt a few phone calls. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, and our number for you to pledge to us is 888-202-2552. This is the Ideas Network. And this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with the wonderful Scotty Myers, and you rely on us for informative, in-depth discussions, for conversations with people from a variety of perspectives, including top-notch journalists like David K. Johnston. And we rely on you to keep these programs going on the air. Your gift right now of any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Help pay for the programs you depend on. We're looking for, looks like, 17 more pledges in the next half hour, which means we only got one pledge in that last break. So really looking to hear from you. Make your donation now. Support the programs you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we crave substance, and it can be hard to find that. And it's why you listen to this program. We really do sink our teeth into very important topics,
including today with David K. Johnston,
right,
who's followed Trump from Philly to New York to D.C. We've talked with refugees, with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists, poet laureates. We've talked about adult coloring books, online dating, dolphin calls. I mean, what haven't we talked about? This is the kind of substance that is only possible with your support. So make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We just haven't done that public radio dating site yet. That's my dream, you know. Fix people up. I like to fix people up.
You sure do.
You know that.
I smell a show coming on.
I don't know if we could do it, but it'd be great. Listeners who rely on us are the most dependable source of income for this station, and 9XM members are an important part of the picture. Your 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or $1,200 a year makes WPR the sustainable resource it is. 100 years this year, today, tomorrow, well into the future.
So help us stay strong and continue to grow with your leadership gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars, and we do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but it's listener contributions making up the single largest source of our income.
Your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important listener support is to WPR, make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Margot Potacek, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm Betty Potacek from Madison. If we want to keep Wisconsin Public Radio, we have to support it.
There have been times when I haven't been able to give, even between the time I was a student and now. Even if you're able to give a little bit, I think that makes a big difference. And the sustaining membership, where automatically every month it comes out of your checking account, you don't notice it so much that way. And it's super easy, and I think it makes a difference.
Feel good and make a difference right now at WPR.org.
Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Scotty Lee Myers. David K. Johnson is our guest this hour. We'll return to him in a moment. But we need to ask for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift may be $5 a month, $100 a month. We do appreciate it, and we really do count on your gift.
This is a big year for us. It's our centennial, 100 years.
Happy birthday, WPR.
And at 100, we still look and, dare I say, sound pretty good at 100.
We do.
Yeah. So, and the reason why we do is because listener support. It makes a lot of these things possible, from expanding our reach across the entire state to creating groundbreaking programs at the national level to embracing new media. It's been an exciting first 100 years, and we're looking forward to the next 100.
You ensure a strong future for WPR because listener support makes everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Help us start our centennial out strong. Make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
17 pledges is the magic number. We need 17 pledges in the next 27 minutes. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day. Your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes a difference.
And this is our centennial. Mm-hmm. Listener support has made a lot of things possible, from expanding our reach across the entire state to creating groundbreaking programs at the national level, embracing new media. It's been a great 100 years.
Yeah, when we do this together, one pledge at a time, $1 at a time. So if you've never given before, you could start with a donation of $5 or $10 a month. It's easy to set up. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much. Thank you, Scotty, for all that you do. David K. Johnson is our guest. I'm anxious to get to phone calls for him, which we will do in just a moment. He is doing a lot right now. He has just started this, and it's totally nonprofit, so they're about to release a major report on Trump and Putin, actually, the ties between them, which should be published tomorrow or the next day. We had hoped it would be in time for today's show, but we got an inkling of what it's about. He's got a new DCReport.org. It's a news website that offers not-for-profit reporting on the president. He is the author of a highly acclaimed book, which is The Making of Donald Trump. And he's a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. He's worked at a number of wonderful publications, and he's with us. And we're going to take phone calls. Here is our number, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And we have lines open right now. They won't be for long, so give us a call. We start with Wayne in Holman. Hi, Wayne.
Hello, Kathleen. A couple of quick things I'd like to bring up. Number one, I wish that your liberal guests would maybe speak the truth more frequently in calling Donald Trump a liar and going through a litany of hate like I've never heard in my life. I don't know if you probably, I know you guys probably don't like Sean Hannity, but he read a letter from a police officer in Sweden, and this officer outlined what 1 week was like. Now, just recently, they've had like 200,000 immigrants come into Sweden, which is a lot for that small country. And it outlined what he did that weekend. It dealt with rape, drug dealing, murders, and the list went on and on. And the officer signed his name. And it'd be nice if he contacted Sean Hannity. I bet he'll tell you the guy's name. Secondly, you folks on the left who trashed Donald Trump's children, I find it disgusting.
We're not trashing his children, and you could hardly say that our guest is left or right. David is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who has covered Donald Trump for some 30 years. We are an incredibly divided country, and it gets back to my point. Wayne thinks that maybe there is more in Sweden, and maybe there are more incidents, but the president did say there had been a terrorist attack, which there was not a terrorist attack.
Yes, Kathleen, if you mind if I address this?
I know. I want you to. Please.
Yeah, Wayne, first of all, you should know that Sean Hannity does not call himself a journalist. He calls himself an entertainer. That's very important. And there's plenty of material if you want to go read about things that Hannity says that turn out to either not be true or be so distorted as to be absurd. If you can show any error in my book or any of my reports, it will be corrected immediately and promptly. My book is the number one selling book worldwide on Donald Trump. It's in 10 languages, and it will be in a number more in the weeks ahead. No one has found a single thing in that book that isn't correct. It has 40 pages of notes, and everything that I report is based on factual things I can prove, from court records, from findings of Donald Trump swindling people, refusing to pay workers, cheating small business owners. In fact, I don't have it in that book. It's in an earlier book that I wrote. But the only time a casino in Atlantic City was ever found to have cheated its customers, it was Donald Trump's Trump Castle. I don't say things I can't prove from the public record.
Wayne, I'll give you a chance to respond, and we have to go to another phone call.
Okay, I'm not challenging your book. I haven't read it, nor would I spend one nickel reading it, because it's obviously full of hate. All I'm saying is, and I don't know if you heard my comments on liberals, not you, Mrs. Dunn, but liberals going after Donald Trump's children. I think that's...
Well, that isn't the subject of what David has written about at all, but thank you very much. And you should read his book. We should all read people who have different opinions, I think. It's very well documented. Sarah in Madison, hi. Sarah, turn the radio down, please.
I don't have my radio on.
Oh, I was hearing it somewhere. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Fascinating topic. My question is this. Donald Trump seems to be continuing to campaign even though he's won the presidency. Does your guest see that as actually increasing his popularity among the people who don't find him popular? Or is he basically playing to the same audience and possibly losing popularity as he continues this odd campaign program that he has? And I'll take my answer off.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for the call.
Well, Sarah, you raise a very good question. We have never had a president of the United States use campaign money for what he himself says is a campaign reelection event only 4 weeks after taking office. And I think this goes to one of the serious defects in Donald Trump's psyche. He has this desperate, desperate need that will never be fulfilled in his life to have people adore him. You remember something, and I hope people like Wayne listen carefully to this. Donald Trump has declared that he is genetically superior to the rest of us. Other members of his family have said this, and he's talked about it often with people not out in the public sphere. And because he believes he is superior to us genetically, he believes that you should be glorifying him and recognizing his greatness. And as Donald Trump himself said, the greatest advisors in the world reside in his own head. Now, that to me sounds delusional. Perhaps some people see it differently. But this need for public adoration is what's driving this. And the idea of launching your reelection campaign when you haven't even made 95% of the major appointments requiring Senate approval that some government agencies like the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission have had to shut down because they don't even have a quorum is just absurd.
Let's talk a little bit more about the backstory of the Flynn story, who was having conversations about sanctions with the Russian ambassador. The president knew about this because the FBI had told him about this, and yet he let Flynn tell lies to both Mike Pence and to Reince Priebus. Why?
Well, this goes to how compromised Donald Trump has been by the Russians. And we don't know fully how compromised he's been. But Michael Flynn, who was on the payroll of the Russians, let's not forget, we have a retired United States general who was on the payroll of the Russians and who met with the Russians. You can see a photograph of him having dinner with Putin, who was given an award by the Russians, had these connections to the Russians. The Russians are a major threat to world peace. Vladimir Putin has made it very clear that he, and has said repeatedly, if you read his words, democracy is a farce. We need to have authoritarian leaders. He wants to recreate the old Soviet Empire, at least to the extent of all areas where the dominant population is Russian-speaking. Russian's propaganda channel Sputnik has been putting out articles that the Polish army is invading Belarus in an effort to destabilize the government in Belarus so that he can take it over. The leaders of the three little Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, have been saying to everybody who will listen that we are very fearful that the Russians are going to come in and take back our countries, which we lived under their rule throughout the Cold War. Vladimir Putin is a serious threat to the safety and health of the world and the freedom of people in Europe. and that we have a president of the United States who's had all these close connections, had a guy who traveled with all over the world, who was a twice convicted violent felon, the son of the reputed Russian mob boss in New York, should be very, very troubling to us. And, of course, I believe one of the reasons that Trump will never show us his tax returns is they would reveal just how deeply he has depended on the Russians. We know of business deals that Trump has done that, had they been done by a city councilman or a state legislator, would have immediately prompted investigations, that they were payoffs, enormous payoffs, because the pricing is completely out of line with economic reality.
And yet he said that he has, there's one of his tweets, "Russia has never tried to use leverage over me. I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans, no nothing."
But notice he says Russia. He doesn't say Russians. Vladimir Putin operates through an international network of criminals who are commonly referred to as the oligarchs. These are people who ended up owning the wealth and the property of Russia. When those oligarchs don't follow his orders, Putin has them arrested. He has them taxed out of existence. He has their property taken away. We just saw $100 million worth of wealth sold for less than $100 U.S. as a way to punish one of the oligarchs. And he's had both journalists and oligarchs murdered. This is a man who has no compunctions about killing people, whether it's using polonium, as he did with a former KGB agent in Moscow, or having him shot in the streets right in front of the Kremlin, as he did with his leading opponent, who would be in the next election.
We're in such weird times, David, that when I heard the news yesterday about the Russian ambassador to the UN dying of a heart attack, I must say, I thought for a moment, was it really that?
Well, he's 64 years old, you know.
Right.
I know.
It could indeed be true, but it's the nature of the times in which we live. Let's go back to that hardcore group of Donald Trump supporters who are not taking a critical eye here. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, these are the same people who were probably hiding under their desks, you know, during the 1960s and 50s, during the whole Cold War, seeing Russia as very much a threat, very antithetical to American way of life, who now suddenly are sort of admiring Vladimir Putin, who are agreeing, even though this travel ban created chaos, who are agreeing with virtually everything that the president says. And nobody's perfect, but he's really had some very substantial problems. Why is it that people don't take a critical eye? Many people are not.
Well, many people are listening to the message Donald Trump is selling to them. And what they hear him say is, you know, your economics are terrible and I'm going to fix them. They're also not listening when he says, however, as he has repeatedly, the problem is wages are too high. Now, I don't know how your economics get improved through lower wages, but Trump has said this. And he has a long history of cheating workers and not paying workers as he's supposed to, and discriminating, and has been fined for discrimination against blacks, women, and Asians in his employment. But, you know, look, I wrote three books about how the bottom 90% of Americans have been terribly treated by Washington.
Yes.
The bottom 90% of Americans' income in 2012 was virtually identical to clear back in 1966 when I was still in high school. And only in the last 3 years of the Obama administration did the median wage start to grow, and it grew at an accelerating rate. It went up, it tripled, and then it more than tripled in 2015. And when we get the 2016 data, I'm sure we will see even more growth. But it's been so long that people have been down so long, and Washington has turned their backs on them, and the Democrats have been so gussied up to Wall Street that it's not surprising that lots of people will look around and say, my factory's disappeared, the basic business in my town is gone, that they're saying, I need someone to save me. And Donald Trump exploited that. And adding to that is, if you have people, and caller Wayne, who I hope is still listening, is a good example of this. If you say, I don't want to listen to anything that isn't what I already believe to be true, that's how con artists take you. They get you to say, I'm not going to listen to anything but my message.
What do you know about his rewriting of a travel ban? He said he was going to do that. It was going to appear last week sometime. We haven't heard anything yet. What's going on?
Well, we will at some point. But remember, Donald Trump has a long history of not doing this. He promised to produce his tax returns. He didn't. He's never even proven that he's under audit, and there's no reason to believe he is because he won't release the audit letters. And there's no reason not to release the tax returns for which the audits are closed. He promised to produce the papers establishing whether his wife illegally worked in this country. He never did that, never produced them. In the case of the travel ban, which I've written about, it's a very interesting thing that he did. If you look at it from the perspective of the largest religion in the world, Islam, the message that that sent was, I'm not interested in the countries that sent the hijackers here, which is Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Yemen, and I think the UAE. They're not on the list. He named seven countries where there's not a single incident of terrorism in America by folks from those countries, by refugees. And the message that you get if you're a Muslim living in the Middle East, living in South Asia, is that this is, in fact, a war on Muslims. And remember, George Bush very carefully said, this is not a war on Muslims. Right. This is not a religious war. We are a secular country. He made it a point to go to mosques and to speak with imams. And Donald Trump, however, is he's a racist. He's been found to have discriminated on the basis of race. His language is full of racist rhetoric, and he's a bigot. And if you have any doubt about it, just remember he paid actors $50 each to applaud during his campaign launch in June of 2015. And so when he said terrible things about Muslims and Mexicans and the Chinese in Midtown Manhattan, boy, if there's a liberal center in America, it's Midtown Manhattan. 43 times he was interrupted with applause because they were paid actors. This is a man who created the false impression that people in Manhattan were in favor of his policies. And by the way, not only did he lose the vote 90% to 10 in Manhattan, his own precinct in Trump Tower, he lost by about the same margin, 9-1 against.
Susie in Williams Bay, hi.
Yeah, I was wondering if your guest could comment on the relationship between Donald and Melania. Thank you. I'll listen off the air.
All right, Susie, thanks.
Susie, I don't know any more than what I can observe on television, but I have always paid a lot of attention to body language and have accurately predicted, you know, who was going to get promoted in business or government or in the newspapers that I worked at often from just watching people's body language. And just take a look at the video clips that you see of the two of them and ask yourself if that's a romantic relationship or, as everything else is in Donald's life, a commercial transaction.
Let's go to Mary in Pewaukee. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I wanted to say that thank you very, very much for your work and your 30 years of dedication to this. I don't understand how people can still be following him, starting from just knowing who he is as an entertainer and having no experience, and all the people now that he's getting into his cabinet. My problem is, are these people hypnotized? I mean, he does have, as many experts have said before, something about him that can convince people. And but you hear the lies, you know, and find out that they are, and they still support him. A man that will talk about grabbing a woman's...
Right. All right. David.
Well, Mary, first of all, people have lots of different views. I mean, one of the founding principles of this country is your absolute right to believe whatever you want, not necessarily to act on it, but to believe it, that people have different religions or no religion at all, et cetera. And secondly, those people who have chosen, both on the left and the right, you can find this left, right, and various religious groups and others, to only listen to those sources of information that reinforce what they wish to be true, become easy prey for someone who's a con artist like Donald Trump. So if you know your primary source of news is Breitbart, you know, you believe then that crime is overtaking the country, even though crime is at incredibly low levels compared to 20, 30, 80, 90 years ago. You believe that there's massive unemployment, even though the most commonly used measure of unemployment is below 5%, and the labor force numbers, even by the broadest measure, are actually quite good. You have no idea that we've added almost 16 million private sector jobs during the Obama administration, but you do know that Donald Trump saved 700 jobs, 730 jobs in Indiana. Whether or not you're aware that the company doing that, A, got $7 million of welfare, and is owned by a defense contractor over whom any president has enormous leverage to force them to do things they may not want to do. That is, that's not market capitalism. It is the very definition of crony capitalism, and this is a company that was on the out with the cronies. But underlying all of this is that we have gone through a fundamental economic change that our economic system has not responded to. We've had flat incomes now for a long time for the vast majority of people. And so lots of people are going to respond to that, especially if they don't pay close enough attention to the news, by turning to someone who promises to rescue them. And that's what Trump has done. I alone, he says, can solve these. He tells people, we have no other choice, which is a classic line of a dictator. And at some point, I'm confident events will result in these people having an awful awakening to who Donald Trump really is. And it will be scary for them, and it will be scary for the country.
Hmm. David, when does the report come? I mean, where will the report come out, tomorrow, the next day?
It'll be at dcreport.org. And, you know, because we're volunteers, I'm a volunteer, I'm not getting paid. It's taken longer to get through the legal process than we want. All the Russian oligarchs threaten to sue. They keep threatening to sue me. They're not going to sue, but the fact is you're not going to put yourself at risk knowing that these people have no – I mean, these are people who've, in some cases, had other people killed. Not the particular people will be in our story, but other people in the Russian oligarch group. And so, you know, we have to be prudent, and I probably shouldn't have said on the weekend, you know, we're going to have this story out, because I thought we were right at the edge of publishing. But we will have this. We will have more if we can raise enough money to do more research. The guy doing this work for us was in his 20s, the chief economist for the most prestigious business organization consultancy in America, McKinsey. He was a direct report executive to Jack Welch. And he gave all that up to devote his life to investigating corrupt banking. He is deeply respected all around the world by law enforcement for his knowledge of corruption in banking. And you know, he's one of our, in this case, so minimally paid, he's virtually a volunteer.
Yeah, well, we'll wait for the story. David, a pleasure as always. David K. Johnson, our guest, wait for that story. His book, he's working on another book now. Simon & Schuster signed him to do another book on Donald Trump. He's also author of The Making of Donald Trump, which looks at Donald Trump's business dealings and personal dealings over a 30-year period of time, because David has known him for that long a period of time. David is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist. This is the Ideas Network. And this is Wisconsin Public Radio's Winter Membership Drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Scotty Lee Myers. We just finished a very interesting segment with David K. Johnson. If you'd like to hear guests like that and guests with different perspectives, but David is a fantastic journalist, and you need to listen to what he says because he does some powerful reporting at any rate. So if you want to pledge for that kind of discussion, please do. 888-262-2552. Is our number.
Yeah, looking at the scoreboard, we are looking for six more pledges in the next 7 minutes to stay on track this hour. So your support keeps Wisconsin Public Radio strong, and it helps pay for the Kathleen Dunn Show. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I don't know if enjoying is the right word, but you've been paying attention to what David K. Johnson said about the Russian connections with people in the Trump campaign, and a major story that's going to be coming out that he's reported on. This hour is just a sample of the many political topics that we have done. This is an extraordinarily unusual time in American politics, and we're hearing from a lot of voices.
Yeah, now, so take a few minutes and make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's really just a few minutes of your time to make your contribution, and you'll get so much back, and you'll feel great because you know you contributed. You can make your 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or $1,200 a year or more.
And if you do the math, that comes down to less than $4 a day, and it makes the talk, the news, the music, and entertainment that you count on from WPR possible. Your 9XM leadership gift makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible today and for future generations. So give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, that's WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Scotty Myers is with me, and we're asking for you to give whatever amount you can, and we thank you for it.
Yeah, pledging to WPR is quick, it's easy, and when you become a sustainer, you really simplify your donation because amounts will be automatically deducted from your bank account or credit card.
And that support will renew automatically each year, so your membership is always current. Pick an amount that works for you, perhaps it's $10 a month, and become a sustainer right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. We need six more calls to reach our goal for this hour, which, you know, we should be able to do. Just six more.
Six more. I like thinking it this way. Listening to the Ideas Network is like a tuition-free lifelong education. All you need is a radio, a computer, or a mobile device to listen on.
And it's your support that makes this lifelong learning experience available to you and hundreds of thousands of other people as well. It's amazing. You have the power to share information and learning with a huge community of people when you support WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
Help pay for the programs you depend on. Six more pledges. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you for all of your pledges, and rest assured that Scotty and I will do our best to keep you informed on all that's going on, particularly politically these years. So please, pledge. 888-202-2552 is the number. Thanks to Scotty Myers for producing this interesting show. Colleen Duvall for on-air production. News is coming up. We'll return.